I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And a big thank you to our sponsors, Karma Cola, for sponsoring this podcast and continuing to stand by us despite all
what we've done.
Opinions to the contrary.
Yeah, like if this was a divorce settlement, like we'd have some charges stacked up against us.
Yeah, for sure.
But maybe we're across that table and our lawyers are side by side and we look into each other's eyes, us and Karma Cola, and we're like, let's make it work.
Yeah.
Right, so thank you, Karma Cola,
for staying with us through thick and thin.
Let's make the next 15 years a good one.
Yeah, amen.
Amen.
You always do this.
What?
Whenever I'm sick, you always try and out-sick me.
Yeah. It's like the reverse Munchausen by proxy.
It's your thing. It's your absolute thing.
Yeah, well, I think I have lupus.
Oh, my God.
I don't. I think
let's just crack on into the podcast. Yesterday, I called Rose a hypochondriac, and she kind of went silent, like she was offended, and was like, I'm not a hypochondriac. And then I was like, oh, Alice, you stepped across the line. And then she was like, I think I've got sleep apnea.
I think I do.
Seconds after being worried about being called a hypochondriac, she was like, oh, I've got sleep apnea.
What's funny, because it's that thing of the, it's the same thing where, like, you know, when you're very quick to diagnose hypochondria. You know, back in the day where people were like, I like to ball all my socks up after I do my washing. I'm so OCD.
Yeah, and then, sure. And okay. Then you're like, make yourself out to be the hero of.
No, but I do think I would have a very mild form of hypochondria.
Yes, you absolutely do.
Yeah.
Just you, I don't, was it on, was it on audio when you said, I think I've got lupus?
Yeah, no, but that was a joke, and I really apologize to the community who's suffering from lupus.
That was a bad joke. This is like when Lord did that thing about being famous, being like an autoimmune disease, and everyone was
What did you say that?
Yeah, she said being friends with Taylor Swift or something was like having a friend with an autoimmune disease because you just couldn't go outside with them.
Oh my god!
And then the
god.
Autoimmune disease community, who I are fully on board with.
I had psoriasis. So that's an autoimmune disease.
Oh my god!
It is.
Was it diagnosed?
Yes, psoriasis. It was. Yeah, it was on my scalp, and it was after my mum put flea treatment in my hair to get rid of my nits.
Flea treatment.
Yeah.
Why did she do that?
Because I none of the shampoos were working, and guess what? Never got nits again, but then developed psoriasis.
Do you know, my mum used to tell me when I'd get sunburnt, she'd be like, jump in a hot shower. Did your mum ever do that?
No.
She'd be like, get in a hot shower because it helps with the pain. But you're just putting hot water on a burn.
That's bad.
It's poor practice.
I think we all need to. So I read so many stories about people do it, like when people get burns and just panicking and doing the worst thing possible.
Yeah.
And like, we just all need to just sit down for a second.
The whole world. Come together.
And get on one page, the same page. Of what the fuck you're supposed to
burns do. Burns and earthquakes. Because now I'm confused. Do I get in a door frame? Or do I get under the corner of a table? Or do I get under the middle of a table? Am I supposed to find those like triangle safes bits?
I would not know. That's the first thing about that.
Well, if there's an earthquake where we are right now, I think we'll be fine. Because even if the shed fell on us, it wouldn't.
Yeah, it'd be quite fine. It's very, very lightweight.
Oh, those lights, maybe they'd fuck us up.
Okay.
And welcome along to Bonus of the Heart.
What a dry, dry beginning. So this is the first episode we've had recording together, both together in the same room.
I know. It's nice to see you.
Lovely to see you. Lovely to see you. See you a lot. Yeah. See you a lot outside of this.
Yeah, when you're in New Zealand, you see me a lot.
Yeah, I do.
And then when you're not in the country, typically we don't see each other a lot.
And don't really even talk to each other that much.
Not either. Too much. No.
Although more so than I would do with other people I would consider friends.
No, I know, because... What did you do you want to tell the people what role I've taken
in my life and my future? Yeah. So we've decided that. So I've been watching a lot of Four Weddings, you know, those shows where you go to lots of weddings. And we were watching Married at First Sight. Decided I don't want a wedding, but we decided that if I get married, it's probably going to be for a visa and it's going to happen in a registry office. I don't want a big wedding, but you're the only witness that's going to be.
Yes.
Yeah, you'll be
the
witness. But you have to wear a suit. Yeah. And we decided last night that we will be wearing matching suits. And whoever I'm married to is going to have to wear something different. It's the worst thing ever. We're going to look like Penn and Teller.
I can't wait. I fucking full noise want you to get married.
We're going to have pinstripe suits.
It'd be so funny. It'd really be such wide a ties. Fun day. Such a fun day.
It'd be really fun. It'd be so fun if we do wear this matching suit.
I think
so
that
funny.
Would be very funny. We go down in history.
Oh, my God. Anyway, good to see you. Good to know you. I'm very tired.
I know. You're constantly tired, though.
Am I?
This? What about it? Oh, and a big shout out.
No. We'll do that at the end.
I just wanted to make sure we got our sponsorship in there.
We'll do it in the end.
Okay, well, hold on till the end of the episode to find out who we're sponsored by.
Hint.
It's karma.
It's karma.
You're always tired. You always complain about having a sore neck.
That's my latest thing.
It's your latest thing.
Like my glasses.
Do you think that is your glasses causing the pain?
Yeah, I just got orthotics. I've done a real warrant of fitness on the old body. Went to the dentist. Went to your dentist.
Oh, love her.
She's great. Shout out
to Jenny McSweeney.
Jenny McSweeney. She's currently on holiday.
Oh, okay. Lovely woman.
I think she's gone to Tonga.
Oh, that's nice. I think your husband's Tongan.
Oh, cool. That's awesome. Well, she's gonna have. I mean, that sounded really condescending.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it? That's nice. Good, that's sweet. Good for her.
No, stop, because she's still going to do my fillings, all right? So I just don't want to make her mad. So. And so I got the dentist, went to the podiatrist. Didn't show my legs for the podiatrist, which was tense. But, you know, podiatrists are dealing with a lot of stuff.
They do. They've dealt with worse things.
Have you been to a podiatrist before?
Yeah, I have been to a podiatrist before.
Yeah. How did it go?
Yeah, it went fine. Nice. It was not too memorable. I got some orthotics out of it that I wore for a long time.
Great, yeah.
Probably due for some new ones. I recently discovered I have an elevated liver response.
Oh, my God.
I know. Isn't that weird?
What does that mean?
I don't know exactly. What it is like just one of my numbers in my liver is like... Bleh.
Numbers?
Yeah. So, like, you get a blood test.
Yeah.
And then the blood test says, here are your liver numbers. And then one of my liver numbers was, like, very high.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what... But I don't know what it is.
Fuck, man.
Yeah, I'll just wait and find out.
The human body is fascinating.
Isn't it fascinating? But do you know what the weird thing about it was? I had been doing Dry July, which means you don't drink alcohol. Mm-hmm. And then I'd got the blood test that revealed that my liver levels were elevated. And I genuinely thought, oh, my body's reacting to not having alcohol. Like, it's missing the thing that it wants.
Yeah.
But now they're like, don't drink it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's good to see you sober.
Yeah, it's nice to be sober.
Good on you.
Yeah. God, I've just been like...
We're falling apart, man.
I'm definitely falling. I think I have like the real age of about a 50-year-old.
Yeah, maybe. You'll reverse age. Maybe you'll get better.
I genuinely think, I've probably said this before like 1,000 times, but I reckon out of all of our friends, I'm going to be the one who handles being old the best.
Yeah, I think so.
Because I'm like essentially in pre-training for
I think so.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm just going to be like... Oh, all of the things I'm already used to.
You're going to rapidly age up until a point.
Yes.
And then you're going to plateau and you're just going to stay.
I'm going to be 50. Limber. I'm 50 now. In real age, I'm going to be 50 for the rest of my life.
I agree.
Yeah.
I absolutely agree.
Yeah.
I am going to like literally snap in two.
Yeah.
Probably at you know, 46.
I think so. Yeah. I imagine maybe you'll have a heart attack.
Oh my God, don't even say that.
Well, I'm sorry.
Can you believe that?
And people survive them all the time.
It won't be a heart attack.
Well, you might have a little one.
Oh God.
That's fine.
I'm not prepared.
We don't. There's nothing you can do to prepare.
You just gotta wait for it.
No, you won't die. I don't think you'll die of a heart attack. It'll be a wake up call.
My dad did send me a Facebook message of what to do if you have a heart attack and you're alone. Which is so
Why did he send that to you?
I have no idea. He just forwarded it to me on Facebook and I was like, thank you. Apparently you're supposed to start breathing, like try and hyperventilate.
Oh yeah, okay.
So it
pumps blood around or something. Yeah, yeah. Just call a doctor. Call the ambulance.
Also that. Probably do that first.
Yeah.
Welcome to Boaters of the Heart, where you're listening to Alistair and Rose Metafeo. And this week, should we talk about, I mean, in a way,
no, we know, yeah.
We know what we're talking about.
We know what we're talking about. Let's not play dumb with the audience. This comes from you.
You explain it.
I'll lead it.
Then,
I'll lead it. Don't worry. I'll take us off the. I'll set this ship sailing. I was watching Prince Harry at the Invictus Games the other day. And it made the New Zealand news that he was doing a hongi with New Zealand war hero Willie Appiata,
mm-hmm.
and then I saw a picture of Willie Appiata and message Rose being like, fuck, we've got to do something on war heroes because he is fucking hot. He's so hot. He's unbelievable.
He's unbelievable. So Willie Appiata, yeah.
He's
guy.
Got a Victoria Cross, right? As opposed to the, okay, so you can, there are no other living recipients in New Zealand of the Victoria Cross. The last, which is the last awarded to a New Zealander for actions in the Second World War. So what he did or something was that he went and like carried people. I don't really understand the full details, but he carried people like across like a fiery, like he was being shot at and he was like carrying people to safety.
His moustache is just one of the best things I've ever seen.
Yeah.
He's so, I mean, it's so, you know, not only like obviously he's an amazing person.
Yeah, well,
but just like on top of that,
yeah.
Just
do you think he's
looks.
An amazing person?
Well, I don't believe in war.
I love the idea that we're gonna take down William.
I don't believe in war. I guess the military. I don't know anything about
it. Here's my question for you. Okay, can I put this to you? Can you compartmentalize? Like, what makes a great person? Do you have to be like okay across the board of the way that you act, or could he save people's life? I don't know what his personal life is, right? But let's just wildly assume things. Could he save people's lives in war? And then what if he's like not a great husband?
I think it's so. Who have you ever met who is good on all facets of their life? Career, relationships, friendships, you know, good looks, etc.
I know a lot of Argos who met that criteria.
Exactly.
I know people who are like quite good across the board.
I think that it's too much to ask for someone to be the best at everything.
I'm not saying be the best. I'm saying like, so say you get a score out of 10 for everything, right? And there are five categories. There's relationships, there's family. So let's say relationships that aren't, that just like friendships, work relationships. Then there's family, which is mostly more relationships. Then there's like kindness to strangers.
Yeah.
And then there's who you vote for.
So yeah, okay.
And then there's like taste.
I told you, do not bring politics into
I'm sorry. This podcast don't is apolitical. It doesn't support any party. It doesn't.
It's asexual. It's apolitical.
Okay, so say you have those categories and you get a score out of 10 for each of them, right? Yeah. Is it better to have a 5 in every category or to have a 10 in one and like a couple of 2s thrown in there?
I'd say 10 and 2s.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense for you.
Oh!
Yeah.
I'll rate you.
Okay, go on.
Out of 10s?
Yeah, out of 10s.
What's the categories again?
So, relationships like friendships, working relationships, then family.
Family.
Then kindness to strangers.
Uh-huh.
And then who you vote for.
Mm-hmm.
And then taste in like pop culture.
Okay, family and friendships, I'd give you like an 8.
Yeah, that's pretty strong.
For kindness to strangers, I'd say 7.
Ooh. I'm not going to lie, that hurt. I thought I was going to rate higher on that.
7.
A 7?
Only because I think you're kinder to your friends than you are strangers.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
So I can't really rate you 8. Also, none of these numbers mean anything.
No, they will mean something.
Who you vote for? Probably a 6, because it's just you're disappointing because you just vote for whoever your parents vote for, like me.
No, that's not true. My parents vote for Labour and I vote for the Green Party.
Can we bleep those out, please? That's like political.
And then Taste and Pop Culture.
Taste and Pop Culture. Okay, well, I would have been a 9, but it's a fucking 5 now because you sent me that Shania Twain song. Shania Twain performing, what the fuck is it called?
Swing something.
It's like swinging around. She's always got brackets. She's always got brackets in her song titles. It is a horrific song.
For some reason, I just can't hear a bad word about Shania Twain.
She's actually getting upset.
No, I'm not upset. Okay, so because I have seen her documentary. We've talked about this documentary. Yeah, it's called like What If or What. Okay, so in the doco. Okay, Shania, let me just start from the real.
This is the first time I've ever seen Alice get flustered. You're like actually flustered. You're like,
okay. Hold on. Hear me out.
You want to do this justice?
Shania's Canadian. Tragic start to her life. Mother, stepfather. Stepfather's abusive. She has another younger sister. Stepfather and mother. She doesn't have anything to do with her father. I'm probably getting the details of this wrong, but it's in the ballpark. Stepfather and mother die in a car crash.
Oh my God.
I know. And then she's left to raise her younger sister, which she does successfully. And then she breaks into the music industry. She's obviously a huge hot star, and she falls in love with her manager. They get married. She thinks her life is set. Then her manager, who's also her husband, has an affair with her best friend. They get divorced. And then Shania ends up marrying the best friend's husband. And now they're together. I know, isn't this crazy? Our producer is just like losing his mind. He just came. I'm so sorry, Tim. Anyway, so this is like her life being, and when she broke up with her husband because he was having the affair with her best friend, her life like fell apart.
Yeah.
She got anxiety, she couldn't sing anymore, she got stage fright, everything for her crumbled, right? Mm-hmm. And so she did this documentary after she started hooking up with the best friend's husband about like rebuilding her life. But yeah, the way she did it was she traveled by bus, going around the country, talking to people who were in bad situations. What? So Shania Twain would like rock up in her like luxury RV and then talk to like this poor family living in a caravan park who had lost their husband or had like a disabled child or something, and then she'd be like, the way I got through it. It's so painful. It's the most painful thing I've ever seen in my life, and I couldn't watch too much of it. But with the exception of that documentary,
oh my God.
I think she's a hero. I find her music to be just catchy, just non-stop catchy. I love the fact that she can't dance. I love the fact that she's still wearing leopard print. Like, that's something a pop star should be doing.
She's really aged amazingly.
She looks incredible.
Not to say that that's a measure of person.
You
but
were just
it
saying
is,
the other day, she's the epitome of the best a white person can look.
Yeah, she's white beauty.
She's white beauty.
She's
yeah.
what white beauty is, yeah.
Yeah. Because white people are not the most beautiful.
No, they're not.
That's just true. That's just a statement of fact.
It's objectively true.
Objectively true. That on a scale, white people are down the bottom.
Yeah.
So everyone beats
white beauty, sure.
She's the top of white beauty.
And, but then that's, she is. Absolutely. I think I just like her hair.
Yeah,
her like beautiful hair.
Oh my
but
God, I was
her fucking
of
music,
hair.
That song is disgusting.
I'm definitely sexually attracted to Julia Roberts.
What has gone on now? What's happened?
I don't know. I was watching her on James Corden the other day, and her hair is like so luminous, and I was like,
she's got beautiful hair.
I know. I can't. But again, it's like I can't.
Did she straighten it? It's naturally curly.
Is it? I think she curls it. I think it's naturally straight.
I don't believe that.
Well,
have you seen Mystic Pizza?
Yes, I have. That's. I think it was curled for that. I think she got a perm.
I don't believe that. We'll look that.
We'll
up.
Look that up.
Well, no, we're not going to both look it up at the same time because we were always going to be talking. Anyway, how did we get on from war heroes to Julia Roberts? Anyway, sexually attracted to Julia Roberts, of course. If she walked in here.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Oh, my God.
What would you do?
Well, I'd hope that the thing is I want her to dominate.
Oh my god, is she taller than you?
Yeah, she probably is slightly taller
than me.
Do you
reckon? Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna look up height and you look up natural hair. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. She is 175, so she is
a centimetre shorter than me. Yeah. She does have naturally curly hair.
Yeah.
I love her curly hair. She should have her curly hair.
I know.
But the friend I was watching it with as well, who is a heterosexual woman for the most part, was like, I also make an exception for Julia. Well, not an exception, just like, you know, I'm naturally sexually attracted to her.
Isn't it funny that we're going to look back on those, like, we remember Rove, and it would be like, he would have that question of like, who would you turn gay for?
I know.
And like in 10 years, like, that's going to be like this weird archaic, like, well, it already is.
It's crazy. Yeah. Who would you turn?
And
I
like,
know, it's
also
so
the
rash.
People that are, he's, he was asking all the time were actors, where it's like, they're all gay, man. Yeah. They're all gay. They're all gay. Every actress is.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Gay. Most actors are gay.
No, every actress is at least bi.
Yeah, yeah, at least bi. Yeah. Sure.
And most actors are bi.
They're all bi. We're all bi.
Everyone's bi.
God, okay. War heroes. So I don't really.
The gay agenda's worked. There are no straight people left.
And I'm really happy about that. Congrats. Congrats to the gay agenda.
Yeah, okay. Willie Appiata. He's 45 years old. He's battled in East Timor and Afghanistan. He is just like.
Afghanistan. Would you say you were eating like an Afghan biscuit?
Excuse me, can I please get a flat white and Afghan biscuit? Yeah, I would say that. Can I get an Afghan biscuit?
Afghanistan.
It just feels so much more Kiwi, but Afghanistan.
Afghanistan's really Afghanistan. Old. Do you say, do you like it? I have this thing where, like, yeah, when people, you want to say things right, but it's always so hard to, like, when people say chorizo. Chorizo.
Yeah, trying to say. That's why I love saying Barcelona.
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 You go, oh yes, Vicky Cristina Barcelona. Sorry, do you have a copy of Vicky Cristina Barcelona? And this is a situation where I've gone to a DVD rental shop.
That's so good. I love a copy of Vicky Cristina Barcelona.
Such a dick.
Made in Manhattan.
Made in Manhattan. What the fuck was that? Maiden man here. Mm-hmm. What other words like that? Fuck. Because in don't suck your teeth. I can hear you sucking your teeth.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
It's like chewing tobacco.
I love it.
It's quite like a heartwarming sound to hear though.
Is coming. Do you have ASMR?
Okay, so when people say, do you have ASMR? I know what ASMR is, but it's not like an affliction.
No, it's not an affliction. It's like you'll hear noises like,
I hate it. I hate it. No, you know what? Stop it. Honestly, I actually do hate it. So I listen to a lot of ASMR because I'm into mukbang videos.
I don't know what that is.
It's a genre of YouTube Korean videos where it's originated in Korea where a person eats a lot of food in like one sitting and you watch them eat it all. And they're very popular, very, very popular, and I love them so much and I watch them while I eat sometimes or when I'm hungry.
I'd love to see one of these
videos. If you're ever hungry and you don't have food, watch a mukbang video. But they also do ASMR, which is them like sizzling away some little prawns or eating the prawns and stuff.
So you do like it?
No, I only like it from strangers. That's what I'm trying to say.
Is it because it's turning you on? No. And you feel weird about it.
It's really not turning
me
on.
In a whole new light.
No, it's really not turning me on. It's making me feel sick, actually. It's making me feel actually sick.
Well, I don't have ASMR. Like,
what if I did
no
it? What if I did it?
I just don't have any reaction to
Tim
it.
Tim hates it.
Tim hates it.
Yeah, it's
it.
Gross, eh? It's like that Although it's that bullshit thing, you know, when people, that new thing, like BuzzFeed were like, oh, look at this phobia, that you got phobia of small holes. And everyone's like, oh my God, I've got that phobia as well. And you're like, shut the fuck up. There are people dying in Afghanistan.
Oh god.
Okay, let's go through the cast list of Saving Private Ryan.
Okay, can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
So the other day I was having a conversation and someone mentioned something about Afghanistan. And I said something and I was like, I know. And they were like, how do you know? And I was like, oh, I've got a bunch of friends who are Afghani. And they were like, no, you don't. And I was like, yes, I do. I grew up with a family of an Afghani family. And they were like, how many friends do you have? And I was like, 14 approximately. They were like, you have 14 Afghani friends. And I was like, yeah, I grew up with this family. And then they were like, name them. And then
who was saying this?
This is Eli of the Male Gaze.
Oh, fucking hell.
And then my question was, now, is it the right thing to name them, or is it the wrong thing to name them?
What, to prove to your friend that
is it more important that I prove that these people are real?
I'd say because it was Eli, that little bitch Eli.
Yeah, to be honest, I got through half a dozen and he was like, all right.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay, all right. I just felt
But
like
he grew up in Christchurch. Like, is there a big Afghani community down there? There might be.
I don't think there's a huge Afghani community here, but have you been to the Afghani restaurant? They own it in Point Chef. We should go there. Fuck, it's sick. Oh, it's so good.
Sounds great.
I can't wait to get some food from there.
Okay, all right. Okay. Julia Roberts filming an Afghani meal, eh? Oh, God. It's her Saturday night.
Here we go.
Okay, so Tom Hanks. Have you seen Saving Private Ryan?
Yeah. Hot yes.
Yeah, let's do a hot yes.
Let's just run over the rules really quickly.
Oh, absolutely not. Please. Okay. I'm not going to do it if you do that. Okay?
Okay. So the rules are, is that it's a hot yes is you find them hot, and a hot no is you don't find them, a hot not is you don't find them hot. And then, we'll just go with that.
Okay. Tom Hanks. Okay, so are we judging them from in their performance in Saving Private Ryan, or just
I think
people?
In general.
Okay, Tom Hanks. In general. Okay.
In general.
Okay, Tom Hanks.
Hot yes. Pause.
God, this is a really hard one.
Have you seen
Big? Really hard
Have
one.
Have you seen Big?
Have I seen Big?
Have you seen Big?
Have I seen Big?
Have you seen Big?
I own Big on DVD, actually. I hope you know.
He's quite hot and big.
Yeah, this is so interesting.
Is that weird because he's playing a young boy?
Yeah.
Oh,
I know that.
No.
That's what I found weird about Big as well. We were like,
body
"Oh,
well,
well." Elizabeth Perkins fucked him.
That's right. Gosh, she's great. Eh?
She's great. She's wonderful.
She's wonderful.
She's a sex offender.
Oh,
a paedophile.
Not in real life.
No, not in real life.
Just
in a spiritual
clear,
sense.
In a spiritual sense. Oh god.
But yeah.
The guy from Glee. Can you believe it?
What?
The guy from Glee just got arrested on child pornography.
Which one?
Puck. He's been sentenced.
Oh my God. Yeah, I read about that. Holy shit.
Isn't that crazy?
Let's not bring the mood down. Okay.
Let's chuck him into the hot yes, hot no.
Fucking hell. He's on the shit list.
He's on the hit list.
I mean the hit list,
oh,
sorry.
No, hold on. On the shit. No, on the
on
hit,
hit
list.
List. Yeah,
on the hit
sorry.
List.
Matt Damon.
Right next to
Alan. Okay, so back to Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Really interesting. Yeah, I'd say hot yes, but then I'm like, I don't know how, but he's got a mana.
He's got heaps of mana. The only thing that makes me question if he's hot or not is that his son is a rapper and also like the worst person.
But then
ever
also his
possible.
Other son's Colin Hanks.
I know. How does that fucking happen?
Well, it's
eh?
Different mums.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so it's Rita. She's the issue. She's got to go
issue.
Away.
Rita's the issue. Okay.
She is responsible for my Big Fat Greek Wedding too.
Man, do not follow her on Instagram. She does these sad Instagram stories of her watercolors. And that's not sad, but I don't know.
Yes, it is.
I think she's recorded her own album.
Yes, she has. Yeah, fuck, it's like jazz numbers, I think.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, Matt Damon.
Hot not.
Hot not.
Yeah. For political reasons, mostly.
Really? What is he
I just
up
don't
to?
Like his vibe.
Wait, like
he's like a know-it-all liberal.
Yeah, true that. Okay, Vin Diesel. He sounds like he's got a bubble in his throat all the time.
Yeah, I think
hot yes, because hot he loves not. Dungeons and Dragons, and he is
a hot not from me.
Really?
Yeah, he loves he's too thick.
He taught. He's not. What do you mean too thick? Like physically? Like
in his physical. Like,
yeah, he's so thick that his voice sounds thick.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like.
Yeah, that video of him singing Rihanna, though, is probably one of the best things.
Yeah, well, then put him in a hot knot. Throw him a bone.
No, I won't throw him a bone.
Giovanni Ribisi.
Oh, hot yes.
Oh, really? He's a Scientologist, girl.
I know, but hardcore. Hot yes. Wouldn't you want to fuck a Scientologist?
Really?
Don't you reckon?
Why?
I don't know, just to see what it's like.
I don't think they'll be better at it.
I think they would.
Why?
Because they're like all about being attached to your body and, you know, like, I think so.
You know a lot about Scientology.
I'm keen on it.
Has the Scientology's church opened here in Auckland?
Yes, it's crazy. It's in that beautiful old building in Grafton.
Beautiful old building in Grafton. No. Okay. Adam Goldberg.
Hot not. I fucking hate that guy. Pause. Hate him.
Ooh!
Yeah, I hate him so much. It's his vibe.
Yeah, he's got a really intense.
He's so obnoxious. You can tell.
Yeah, I reckon he's like a fucking.
I think he's a fucking asshole, and I reckon, and he's
such a hot day.
He's such a hot day, and I also reckon that he constantly like his big like. I don't know how to say
this. You get into so many fights with him.
So many fights with him, and
too intense, man.
I hate him. I feel like he'd always want head, and he'd never reciprocate.
Yeah, true. I get a very, very Blue Velvet vibe from him, and I've never seen Blue Velvet.
David Lynch, Blue Velvet.
Yeah, I just know that weird scene with Dennis Hopper. Bryan Cranston.
Hot, yes. Do you know he lost his virginity to a prostitute in Amsterdam?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What age?
Like 14 or 15 or something. What? Yeah, it's a crazy story. Yeah. I don't know. I think he was like... I can't remember the details of the story, but I also know another person like that.
So hang on, could a sex worker?
I think
get
he
done?
Must have been like 15 or 16. He must have been older. He must have been older.
Could a sex worker get done for that? If they had
not
sex
if
with
they
a minor?
Were on age.
Okay.
If they had sex with a minor, absolutely. There's not an embargo ID. On sex workers.
But then don't you? But then don't you have to ID the kid?
Yeah, I mean he must have been of age in Amsterdam, I presume.
That's a great title for a movie.
Of Age in Amsterdam.
Of Age in Amsterdam. Of Age in Amsterdam. Yeah, and I think he's mostly hot as Hal. I don't find him hot in Breaking Bad, but I found him hot as
Hal. I haven't seen
Hal.
Breaking Bad. I like him as Hal.
Yeah.
And I like him just as his vibe in general.
I love his that relationship. Hal and whatever. What is her name? Lois.
Lois.
Is it Lois?
Lois, yeah.
Hal. Why is every Lois. Fucking American... family mum called Lois.
Are you just thinking of Lois Lane?
And Lois Griffin.
Oh, yeah.
There's
three.
Paul Giamatti.
Yes, but I'll hate myself after.
Yeah. I'd say hot yes, but I'd like...
Actually, maybe I wouldn't. I'm hot yes.
Nah, I think I would. I wouldn't either. Like,
I think I'd enjoy it.
I think it'd be cool.
Yeah. I just imagine he'd like take on a character persona.
I can't
be character acting all the way through.
The way in which I said I think it'd be cool was like in my mind, I'm like, I'm gonna fuck Paul Giamatti. It's gonna happen tonight.
It might happen. You might fuck Paul Giamatti.
It excites me, the idea now.
The idea of fucking Paul Giamatti. Yeah. Do you reckon he's gonna hear me back? Oh, yeah. Do you know who I love? What's his face? Who's in Sliding Door or not Sliding Doors? Whatever.
Sideways. Thomas Hayden Church.
Yeah,
he's got such a wide, big mouth.
I know.
beautiful for kissing. Yeah. He kind of looks like one of the fish in SpongeBob SquarePants. Or
yeah,
like the fish town people.
He's got such a funny vibe.
Mm. Great and easy, hot teacher.
Oh, he's a cunt in that though, right?
No, he's a good guy.
Oh, is he the good guy in there who gets shat on by Lisa Kudrow?
Very quickly, Ted Danson.
Hot yes.
Nathan Fillion.
Hot not.
And Firefly, he's hot. Anyway.
No, strongly disagree.
Okay, fucking
hell. I don't have time for this.
And that's it. Yeah.
Is he also in Two Guys and a Pizza? No.
Two Guys and a Pizza Place?
Yeah.
It's Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, but there was another guy in there with him.
Two guys, a girl, and a pizza place. And then it was two guys and a girl, eh? Because the pizza place went. What a bold choice to change the name of your show. I mean, I guess just don't call it two guys, a girl, and a pizza place when you think that maybe you're going to change the setting of a pizza place. Wait, yeah. Was it two guys in a pizza place or was it two guys and
Nathan
a girl in a
Fillion.
Pizza place?
Oh, no, I am thinking him. Are you sure you wasn't in, he wasn't in two guys, a girl
sorry,
in a pizza place?
Sorry, he was. He was a girl. He was a boyfriend of the girl.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry.
Stand down.
I will stand down. I'm so sorry.
Take a leave of absence.
Fucking hell. Anyway.
Bring.
We're already running over time.
Bring.
Hello.
Hey, it's me. The girl from two guys and a pizza place.
Oh, my God. Oh, what?
Hey.
Sorry. What was your name again?
Kathleen.
Kathleen, is that true?
It's me, right? Kathleen, or, yeah.
I don't know if that is the...
No, that's my name.
No.
That's my nickname.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
People who know me well call me Kathleen.
Okay.
It's because short for
I
my
think,
real name.
I think Trailer Howard.
Trailer?
Yeah, trailer. According to Wikipedia, you spell it T-R-A-Y-L-O-R.
Yeah, that's right. Sounds and like it's kind of embarrassing, so...
What's the story behind that?
Well, I was born in the kitchen of my house.
Do you want to have another go at saying born there?
Born. Born in the okay. kitchen of my house. And we didn't have any towels, so they lay down a couple of oven trays... And that's what I was born onto. Yeah. And then the lore comes from my dad's name is Lore. So,
just Lore.
Yeah.
Just Lore.
So they called me Trey Lore.
Great.
That's Howard.
What?
Which is my mother's name.
Your mother's called Howard.
First name.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, what a rich history to your background.
Oh, thank you so much. I was just ringing up to say thank you so much for shouting out the show and saying how much you loved it.
Well, we actually have, I don't
and,
think we've seen much
how
of it.
how much you wish that it was still on the air and
yeah.
how great I was in it and
okay,
how hot and like how funny and how it kind of really broke ground for
I think
sitcoms.
First of all, I didn't really know how you know that because this obviously doesn't go out live.
Oh,
so
well, this is live. I'm ringing in on a
no,
live
no, it's
number.
Just weird. It's
Rose,
a podcast.
This is a live podcast.
It's not a live
Please
podcast.
Call in now. 022-021.
Okay, no, it's not.
4-4. Is that your number?
No, that was very close though. Yeah,
it was it really?
No, not very close at all. So trailer.
Yeah, hi, cowabunga.
Okay, trailer, what are you up to at the moment, work-wise?
Well, you know, I run a yoga studio that I'm the receptionist of.
Okay, so do you do yoga yourself or?
No, I just run the yoga.
Okay.
I don't own it. I'm hired on a pro bono basis. So
what does pro bono mean?
So
again?
I'm not getting any money for it right now.
Okay.
But I'm kind of hoping that it turns into a paid position.
Okay. Cool. Well, that seems things seem to be going great for you, trailer.
Thank you so much.
And yeah, again, we haven't probably seen the series for a long time, and it was it's
Do you remember the episode where
I genuinely, that was the most awkward conversation because I don't even think I've seen an entire episode of that show.
Really?
I don't even know what goes on in it.
Of two guys in a Pizza Hut.
Are they all fucking in a Pizza Hut? A pizza place. You can't just put Pizza Hut in there.
Well, that's the Kiwi version. Two girls,
two,
one Pizza Hut.
Two fucking blokes.
Two
fucking, blokes, a Sheila, and a dining pizza.
It takes a whole new meaning to a meat lover's pizza.
Oh, God, disgusting, man. Oh! Oh, my God, I literally can't even do that. Thank you so much for listening, guys.
I'm so sorry for all the do you know at the end of that Biggie song where he's like, I think is he getting head? Do you remember the end of that Biggie song where it's like it plays out and then it's like you hear the noise of him like getting head? Did I just imagine it? Do you know what I'm talking about? Does anyone know what I'm talking about? There's a Biggie song where at the end of it he
come
stops
out with this Biggie head song and Julia Roberts' beautiful hair. I don't know what's going on with you sexually.
I'm just saying.
I don't know what you need to have some sort of masturbation.
It's a real thing where at the end of the song, and it would always embarrass me because it would stop playing, and then you'd just be like, if you had it like on your radio in the house, and then you'd like hear the noises and him just being like,
oh no,
yes, and then go being like,
oh. Oh, that's too smutty even for this podcast, yeah?
Oh, I'm
embarrassed.
Okay.
I'm embarrassed.
Well, let's end on a high. Do you have any apologies you want to make?
I apologize for screaming into the mic when you made disgusting sounds.
Mm-hmm.
I apologize for trailer for not keeping up with the canon of two guys, a girl, and a pizza place. Yeah,
fascinating origin story, though.
Yeah, really, really interesting. I apologize to Willie Appiata.
Why?
I don't know. I just feel like didn't give him enough.
Yeah, he's hot. Thank you for your service.
I want to apologize to... that's about it. Any apologies from you?
Well, I guess I apologize for all that ASMR stuff.
Yeah, thank you.
Because I think some people will find that really tough to listen to.
Yeah.
No?
Okay. Huge thank you to our sponsors at Karma Cola.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
If we don't say it enough, I'm so sorry, but we literally thank you.
Remember, you can buy some sick-ass merch for our show online. Google it. I just fucking, you know when people like link in bio, swipe up for link? Fucking Google it. Make Google Chrome your fucking, you know, browser. Chuck it in a Google. I mean, I sound really angry, but it just pisses me off. Anyway, I'm pissed off. My neck hurts. I'm tired.
Got lupus.
I've got lupus. Thanks for listening, guys. Thanks. Bye. Bonus of the high. Bonus of the high. Bonus of the high. Bonus of the high.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.